intelligence. So they started to intelligently prove or explain whatever is said in that Quran. There are other group who said, no, there is book, and there is that prophet, and there is the tradition of us living together. Put them all together, and there is a feeling over there, which is not logical. Rumi said between these two, those logical fellows, Mu'tazila, they are wrong. Because we are talking about seeing something which you cannot see with this. If that something could be seen by this, then the donkey could see the god. It doesn't go that way, because donkey doesn't even understand the meaning of God. It's quite simple. The animal is the servant here. I'm the boss. I'm the boss because I'm given something. In that Quran, he will say, I appreciated you a lot, therefore I gave you this. What was that? What is a God-given gift to us, therefore we are mukarram? The question is, what is the gift of God who makes the human being totally different from animals? God will say, I appreciated and I favored human being, therefore I gave him apple. Excuse me, that's me. You know what? That brain you're pointing at, even the mosquito has that brain, and it works the same way. What is it? Ma'allamahu al-asma. They taught us names. Name. We understand names. Means what, name? Means we are opened to some space, which is abstraction. When you say something, you remember the example. The example of Hegel is the apple. He says, I say apple. What did you understand? To you it's obvious you understand apple. Let me tell you, you understood zilch, nothing. Yeah? Because that apple you understood, is it big or small? Is it red, green, yellowish? Does it smell good or it's rotten? You see, practically you know nothing. But you know a lot. Because this is what that space of imagination is all about. Names. One name will create a space in our mind. That's what we're talking about. Who could translate the feeling that appears in a fellow when I say love? Something appears over there, right? Could you explain it to an animal? That's what the point is, love. Exception. We know the exception. Animals, they know rules because intelligence is made for rules. Intelligence works with rules. We work with exception. Is that this exception comes because of that? God gave us something. And with that thing, suddenly a new sense in me started to be here. We call it common sense. What is common sense? Common sense is here because we talk together. Vaguely, I say apple, and you know, yeah, apple, but although it's vaguely and it's like that, there are a lot of stuff that we know and we don't need any proof for that. He said this is common sense. This is something that the animals, they don't have. Yes.
I just want to help you with something, to understand something. Because in the Quran, there is a lot of Allah yatafakkarun, Allah yaqilun, at the end of like all this. So help me to understand from your wisdom what in the Quran yatafakkarun and yaqilun means in a deeper way than we have been taught.
You don't. Because first of all, my expertise is not in Quran, and I have, yes, and I look at it completely, let's say, different from the normal way of looking at the Holy Book. First of all, I notice the poetic language, and that will change everything, because in poetic language, it's absolutely impossible to find one word with one meaning. That doesn't go. That's not poetic language. So I know a lot of other, right? But this book helps a lot because he studied that and he brought all the explanation here. And he talks about it strongly, and he even goes further. He goes to a place that even a normal educated Arab may not notice it, because he was a philosopher and he was in business of digging the meaning in philosophy and all that. So he plays with the words, but he will give us the explanation. First of all, the confusion. When I say Aqla, what does that mean, Aqla?
Well, of course, to me, it's not just this the brain, but it is the mind that connects you with the intelligence of God.
You see, very poetic, and those poetic stuff are useless in here, because we have two characters here. You better notice them. There is a six-year-old boy here, very sharp, no nonsense, and he knows a lot. And he asks a simple question. The simplest is, why? And he doesn't accept nonsense. If this is difficult, there is the other guy who is an alien, not from this planet. We talk in a way that these two could understand. So we try to bring the explanation to that level, right? So poetic explanation are good, but what is Aql? First of all, Aql means time. Binding two things together. Putting a knot on a rope is Aql. The rope that fixes the handkerchief on the head of Arabs is Iqal, means binder. And deep down, Aql is doing this. We'll bind the words and the blah blah to make meaning. So Aql is binding the different scattered meanings together. That's Aql. Aql is intelligence. But none of this is important to me. There is another Aql which is more important. It's there just to tease you. You objected to something, didn't you? You see this Aql? I put it down in Persian, sorry, it's easier for me. This is the center of being of a wise man to us. Because we believe that the human being has five other senses. We talk about five because we believe that physically animal has five senses. We believe that we are more than that. And these are not connected as, let's say, seeing and hearing are connected. Seeing and hearing are connected, but very vaguely, loosely. If some part of brain doesn't work, it will be dedicated to work for the other one and things like that. But they are separated. Here they are not. They are deeper and deeper and deeper, one after another. The last one is common sense. That's what it is. That's what he brings out from the Quranic verse. I would say, God, when God said, I gave you a very gift, he's talking about this, common sense. Often common sense is you. Common sense, then? Come on. Imagination. This imagination is the word for confusion. Guess what? Here is imagination as a second layer of the deep feeling in human being. At the same time, this is illusion. Khyal. Khyal goes from extreme nonsense to the best ever. Two meanings. This is khyal. Then, inside of that, you will find illusion. Lahm. Then, here we have two words combined. Fikr and zikr. Means what? Means thinking or talking, but in a very orderly fashion. That's what fikr and zikr come both. Means self-discipline. That's ir, which is thinking and zikr. You see, here they made the aql, which was the word for intelligence. Why did they do that? Because all of this separations we explain, we don't believe in separation. One of the main principle here to us is inclusivity. Scientific approach is exclusivity. In science, you would prove that this is not that, this is not that, this is not that. Here, we include because we don't believe in separation. Separation is an illusion. Do you have an illusion of separation? Yeah. You know what? You divide this universe to two pieces. One piece is me, one piece is rest. See how silly it is? But it's there. Illusion of separation is there. Rumi started book one. Do you remember that opening? Is it? I want someone's chest to be torn apart with the pain of that separation. Then I will explain the ecstasy of arriving there, being with the beloved. Because that's what it is all about. Here is a aql. There are two aql. One is intelligence, and intelligence belongs to animals and works upon rules, and they learn with, remember, habit. In book one he said, habit is no good. Even your good habits are no good. Because your good habit means the habit is good, but you're not active over there. The animal is taking care of it. You should be aware. Self-consciousness is not a light that goes on and off. It should be always on. Because that's what you are. Right? Is that on? Now, let's talk about this. Because when you talk about, is it visible, is not visible, you could imagine the truth, you cannot imagine the truth. All of that, all that apart, let me tell you the principle. The main pillar of this wisdom is imagination. He said, everything starts from imagination. How?